Building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
The EU has agreed to a Brexit delay, but they have conditions. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's asked the EU to extend Britain's deadline to leave the Union from the 29th of this month to June 30th. She also says it's time for Parliament to stop stalling.
It is high time we made a decision. So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want.
EU leaders say they will only grant the extension if May could win Parliament's approval for her twice-rejected Brexit deal.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. All right, I got to answer a question that I get from time to time. Chris, how come you're not on any money stations or business talk stations around the country? Okay, listen, we're the longest-running financial program in the country. Been on the air almost 20 years now. 99.9% 99.9% of the stations that we are on are news talk stations. Not money stations, not business stations. Why do you think that is? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to, again, kind of spill the beans in regards to the radio industry. Business stations, 99.9% of them, money stations, they're garbage. They're garbage. Most of the programs that you hear on business stations and money stations are pay-for-play. The salespeople go out and they sell blocks of time, half an hour, hour, whoever's got a couple bucks that wants to come on the air. They don't care whether or not the person is registered, whether or not the person wanting to have an investment show has five felonies. All they care about is selling that time. This is the reality, people. Go take a look at the lineups on these stations. Pay for play. Now, we have warned people time and time again over the years, the 20 years we've been on the program, to be very, very wary of these financial talk programs, buy, sell, and hold shows. Programs that promise you the sun, the moon, the stars. Programs where the person on air promises to be a good Christian. I'm a good Christian. You can trust me. You can trust me. I love Jesus. Another one. Another one this past week, and it's another one that we warned people about. We get phone calls from people asking questions about advisors, and Chris, you ever hear that program? And here was another one, The Money Doctor. Radio host and financial consultant. Okay, first and foremost, not a financial consultant. Not registered, no licenses, nothing. William Neal Doc Gallagher, arrested last Friday. Accused of running a fraudulent investment scheme, he ripped people off to the tune of $20 million. $20 million. Again, this guy went on air. Who did he target? Targeted elderly Christian listeners. There's a saying that has been attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel, sometimes use words. Here's a bit of advice. Anybody out there that is trying to sell their product or their services and uses their faith, run. Stay away. Stay away. They don't need to tell you where they go to church. They don't need to tell you that they can recite the Gospels. If you pay close attention for a long enough period of time and you look into their background, you're going to find out who these people are. They don't have to tell you. They don't. Do you know how many financial scams that we've dealt with over the years that have come from people on air telling you that they are the most pious person out there or at some church group, prayer group, where these guys get your faith and then they tell you they got some sort of Christian investment plan? Please, people, don't fall for that nonsense. You know, the funny thing is these guys are so good at what they do. After the fact, not making this up, after the fact, people that have been ripped off, they still don't believe that the person that they were dealing with did it. They don't believe it. They got on their way to jail. No, no, no. My money's there. They would never do anything like that. I can't tell you how many times. Anyway, you want to know why I'm not on business stations? Because most business stations out there are garbage. That's why. And I said it. I know I'm going to tick some certain radio show groups out there that got business. They're going to tick them off. They know it. But you don't think that this radio station that was airing this program, you don't think that they knew? How hard is it to Google somebody? This guy already in 1999 got in deep trouble for selling securities and he wasn't licensed. How long does it take for you to do your background check on someone to see if they're registered with the state that they're working in or with the Securities and Exchange Commission? What, 2 minutes? No. The radio station owners, more often than not, don't want to know. The salespeople most certainly don't want to know. You know, it's sad. It really is. You know, shouldn't we look out for one another? Hey, listen, I know you've got a business you have to run. You do. I know you have a business you have to run, and I know that you salespeople that you might have to make quota. Is it worth it? Is it really worth putting a con artist on air that's going to take advantage to your listeners? You want to know why business radio fails? That's why. They don't put good programming on. They don't. There's some, you put together some of the really good financial programs. Yeah, you go out there, you put those together, and you actually sell real advertisements rather than selling time. It can work. Hey, but it's easier to go out there and sell some crook. Sell some crook an hour's worth of time where he can rip people off. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to get really bent out of shape. I'm sick and tired of seeing these things. There's no excuse for it. There really isn't. You have a license to broadcast, and you've got your name on that license. Shouldn't you care about what you're putting out there? I don't care what political affiliation is. You want to be a liberal station, you want to be a conservative station, but you're knowingly putting people on air that are crooks. That's sad. Anyway, moving on. I knew I was going to get all bent out of shape about that. We have to get into, as I promised, one of the big stories of the week. And it is and we're going to give you a different take than anybody else has. The whole college cheating / admissions scandal. And I'm going to start this off a little bit different than everybody else has. I've been involved with kids. I've been involved with helping to get kids into college. I can't tell you how many recommendations that I've written over the years. I'm always excited to see a lot of my ex-players getting recruited and committing to various different universities. Just had another couple kids as of late, just again committing, going on to play Division I lacrosse, and I'm thrilled. And I know how hard these kids have worked, not just on the athletic field, but in the classroom as well. I know how hard they study for their ACTs, their SAT exams. So again, we see stories like we have this past week, and we see people gaming the system. People with money gaming the system. And I thought to myself, in other news, sky is blue, water is wet. This is nothing new. But you think that this is something new, something different? Come on. We all know what the deal is. If dad can write a big enough check to put a wing on the library, guess what? Your kid's getting in. Your kid is getting into it. It's never changed. The reality is that college admissions has never been fair. Never, ever, ever has college admissions been fair or equitable. I know this. Kids that I know from my class. Where I graduated, that got into certain schools that, you know what, I probably didn't get into. And I know why they did and why I did, but that's okay. That's okay. Guess what? I'm fine. I'm all right. You know, what I suggest to people when it comes to that's not fair, this is not fair, whatever it may be, stop getting angry. Stop getting angry. Why don't you use the various times where that you feel you might there might have been an injustice in life, and why don't you just kind of sock it away? Sock it away. Put it in your fuel tank. You put it in your fuel tank for those days where, you know what, you don't feel like getting out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning to start your day. Or that time you don't feel like going to the gym. And you use it as fuel. There's an old saying, right? It's don't get mad, don't get angry, get even. If you're going to let where you got into school define you in life at 18 years old, you're 18. You've got the whole world, your whole life in front of you. Don't start off like that, because guess what? Life's not good. We're going to get into this further. I'm going to take a quick break right now. And I actually have a clip for you. A great one. I thought of it this past week. It's from the Louis C.K. program where he's talking to his daughter about fair. Got to take a break again. You're listening to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Right out from under my
life. I know where you go. Mike Hewitt here. Who would have guessed a country that provides more for more people than any other country now or in human history because of capitalism would be steeped in debate over socialism, especially given the indisputable failures of socialism? Our media is the only constitutionally protected enterprise in America. With that comes a tremendous responsibility to be anchored in truth, the entire and complete truth. They're not interviewing immigrants from Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador, asking why they risked all to leave socialistic economies. They're not seeking out Venezuelan, Cuban, or former Soviet citizens to inquire how that worked out for them. Come on, journalists, give us the unvarnished, unbiased, entire truth. Let us decide. The American people are smarter than you think. And teachers, you have a responsibility beyond your own politics as well. Agree or disagree, find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I am your host, Chris Markowski. It's Billy Ocean, am I right? Yeah, you know, my eldest son has got his first girlfriend, and I haze my kids. It is what it is. My dad hazed us. I haze my kids. It is what it is. My son comes home. He's got, you know, his new girlfriend, everything like that. I turn on all the speakers in the house to Billy Ocean's Lover Boy as loud as it can go. Just to needle my eldest son. That's what I do. Anyway, welcome back. I'm going to play a clip for you. This was I thought of it this past week when this scandal broke. Like I said, the weird things that pop into my head from time to time. It was a part of Louis C.K.'s program, and he's having a conversation with one of his daughters about fairness. Have a listen.
Can I have a mango pop?
No, there's only one.
That's not fair. It's not fair, Jetty.
What?
Lily got a mango pop and I didn't get one.
Yep.
Well, that's not fair.
I don't even know what that means.
Why does she get one and not me?
Because she's a separate person from you. You're never going to get the same things as other people. It's never going to be equal. It's not going to happen ever in your life. So you might as well learn that now, okay?
Well, then I get something else. Hear me.
You
then
get
something else.
What do you mean you get?
I get something
no,
else. Hear
nobody,
me.
Jane. Nobody gets anything.
She got something. She got a mango pop.
Yeah, that's right now. She's lucky, and you're not particularly lucky. Maybe later you'll be lucky. Maybe.
But
at
it's
some
so
point,
not fair.
You only should be concerned with what somebody else
gets. That's not fair.
I'm telling you something right now. You should only ever be concerned with what's...
You're not fair.
Listen to me. The only time you look in your neighbor's bowl is to make sure that they have enough. You don't look in your neighbor's bowl to see if they have as to make sure you have as much as them. You want to just make sure that they are...
If can you're I looking just have some calcium
yes,
chocolate?
You can have a calcium chocolate.
It's okay. Give it at the end. Give it her a calcium
Make
chocolate.
Sure
anyway, listen. There's some wisdom in that. I had a kid, and I thought about him this past week. This is going back to 2003. Kid that I coached, and again, this is back when we first started the lacrosse program down in Southwest Florida. And these first kid, they weren't particularly good athletes. He wasn't a particularly phenomenal lacrosse player, not by any stretch. He started playing when he was in high school. But he was a wonderful kid in every way, shape, manner, form. Wonderful kid. And ridiculous, smart, off the charts. Valedictorian of his high school. Yeah, over 2,000-person high school down in Southwest Florida. He didn't get in to a single Ivy League school. I'm talking tons of extracurricular activities, all sorts of stuff, didn't get in. It just so happens that, I guess, the Ivy League schools don't think that highly of certain schools around the country, or they only take X amount of kids from a certain part of the country. They have a lot of people apply. And they say to themselves, oh, we're going to take X amount of people from this state and X amount of people from that state. And they whittled it down. That is the reality. Your kid doesn't get into Princeton, doesn't get into Harvard, doesn't get into Georgetown. I can almost guarantee you that there are other kids that got in that have lower grades, lower test scores. They're not going to tell you how they do it, but they do. There's a lawsuit right now against Harvard because they haven't been admitting Asian students because they've been too many of them getting in because of their grades have been so good. And that's a minority group for crying out loud. It's not fair. And people, the entire process in of itself is a racket. It is. I've talked about this here on the program, and sometimes I get emails, well, aren't you going to send your kids to college? My kids are going to go to college if they have a reason to go to college. What do I mean by that? Is that they better know what they're going to study. They better have a job plan in the works. Anyway, I cut myself short on that. We'll get more on this when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Again, you're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. You is dying, and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're going to break up, then she says she wants to make up.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc Jr. is due in a Manhattan court today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word exactly on what he'll plead guilty to, but prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man is accused of mailing mail bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. Shifting foams may be to blame for the increased levels of benzene near the remains of a large chemical plant fire in Texas.
ITC responders are working actively to reduce the cause that may be responsible for the elevated levels.
That's Intercontinental Terminal Company spokesman Alice Richardson promising that crews are working safely and carefully. Richardson also noted that the shelter in place for local residents is only being done as a precautionary measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
No more. Yeah, whenever the song pops up, don't tell me you see Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan's head bopping back and forth. Night at the Roxbury. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Are you going to send your kids to college? Yeah. If they want to go, if they need to go. Now, I'm being honest with everyone, okay? We have people here in this country. We got to take control of the situation, okay? The power back, because colleges and universities are part of the Watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil. It's big business. It is a big business, big industry. We've got over $1.5 trillion in student loan debt outstanding. Kids graduating from school with negative net worth. I mean, if one of my kids says, hey, Dad, I want to go to college and become a political science major, history major, I'm going to tell them no. Tell them no. I said, you know what? I can do that with you. I could tell you the books to read. I could point you in the right direction. And that's what I did. I did that. And I took some business classes as well along with it. But I'm here to tell you, I'm being honest. Most of what I remember and what I learned in college was paying my way through college. That's the reality. There are certain fields out there, medicine, law, engineering, architecture, and there's other ones that you have to go to college for. You have to go to college for. Other ones, not so much. Not so much. Now, why does one go to college? So, well, you need to have a degree. Yeah. Yeah. But why? Many businesses require it. Many industries require it. And do you think that I'm naive? I'm naive. I'm not stupid. Do you think that I understand that what if one of my kids gets in to an Ivy League school, that they're automatically going to have a leg up? I'm not dumb. I know that's the case. Without a doubt. You're in. And that's the reality. Ben Shapiro had a piece about this past week. Colleges and universities, it's different nowadays. The hard part's getting in. The hard part is getting in. Once you're in, just graduate. All you need to do is graduate from certain institutions. You know, unless, of course, again, you want to go on to medical school, law school. Obviously, you've got to keep your grades up. But again, you get a degree from Harvard. You got a degree from Harvard. You're part of a club. You're part of a clique. You're part of a social club. And that grants you access. That opens up doors to you. And that's, in essence, what you're paying for. Okay? And yeah, I'm going to say my kids get into one of those high levels. Good for them. They work their butts off. They deserve to get in. Fine, but guess what? You're not taking a BS degree. I'm not paying for it. Oh, you want a minor in some of that stuff? Take some elective. Fine. That's okay. But you're gonna go to school and you're going to learn something. Okay? It's not a social club. It shouldn't be. But that's what it's become. Why do you think all of these super wealthy people spending all of this money cheating on tests to get their kids into these schools? These kids are not going to want for anything. Mommy or daddy can pick up the phone and get them a job somewhere. Please. No, it's social status. Man, it is what it is, people. Okay? I'm not lying to you. You think I know. If you go to one of these schools and you get a business degree, let's say University of Pennsylvania, guess what? You got a leg up. You went to UPenn, Wharton School. You're going to get a better shot at getting a job on Wall Street. That's a fact. But that's why. Okay? The funny thing is about this entire scandal that nobody is mentioning. Nobody's mentioning. If these schools were so spectacular, so awesome and difficult, why is it that all of these kids that had to cheat, I'm talking cheat in the sense of photoshopping pictures, fake athletes, that they had to cheat to get into these schools, how come they didn't fail out? How come they didn't fail out? If they obviously they weren't smart enough to get in the school, they had to cheat to get in the school, one would assume that the school is too difficult for them. I say it time and time again. I said the laws of physics are the same at Harvard as they are at SUNY Binghamton, as they are at the University of Florida, as they are at Wyoming. It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Again, people, there's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down here on the program. We give you the truth. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money because I just got paid.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right. Much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, it's again, one of the more truly despicable things. You know, that you could talk about the test taking, cheating on your SATs. And again, you want to talk about what a scam the college board is, all this stuff, and they're going to get the defenders out there. Oh, well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a true way of measuring. Come on. Come on, please. It's a business. It's big business. I never took my PSATs. I didn't take the ACT. I just took the SATs. Didn't take any practice exams. I did fine. I didn't do outstanding. I was one of those, I went through and I didn't care. I was like, you know what? I'll do how I do and, get, you know, I'll get in where I get in. And I just kind of my attitude that just was the way I am. But, you know, you think about them taking and photoshopping pictures and taking spots. These college coaches only have so many recruits. And this is something I'm dealing with my son. And we went to visit, I'm not going to mention, Lee College in New Jersey. You guess. And the coach explains to us that your son may get accepted to our school, but we may still come back to your kid and ask your kid to take the SAT or ACT again. Because we have to have an average for the entire team, and if your kid does a little bit better, then it might help us get somebody else in. And to think that these coaches are allotted recruits, and they were actually giving up spaces to people that don't even play the sport. Never even pick up a tennis racket. Sailing, that was the other one, Stanford. And I keep thinking of What about Bob? I'm stealing! I'm stealing! I'm a stealer! Bill Murray. You know how hard these athletes work? The hours and the years and the time that they put in. And you're going to do something like that? Anyway. Enough. Enough. I have to move on. You guys want my take on college? We've got college planning kits, all sorts of stuff there at our website. We have helped countless people out. We have. We tell you, your kid gets into a school, they're not giving you the financial aid package you want, you call the school up, and you demand more. You demand more. People, we got to take the power back from these institutions because, let me tell you something, they're full of it, okay? They're businesses. Oh, I know they like to call themselves nonprofits. They're full of crap. They're hedge funds is what they are. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. It's a business. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I promise I'm moving on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You should believe in math. Not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, a little ABBA. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. I'm going to cover this story in a way that, well, the right way. The right way. Journalism, for the most part, I give credit where credit is due. When I find a good story, a good piece that we cover here on the program, I give credit. But as far as the news is concerned, cable news is a joke. It is. They don't know how to cover stories. There's no really any sort of investigation. There's no curiosity. There really isn't. It's a shame. But anyway, the story this past week where you had the CEO of Wells Fargo, Tim Sloan. He's in the House Financial Services Committee, Congress, and he said and he pledged that the list of scandals, and it's a long list, I mean, you talk about a Santa Claus naughty list, a long list of scandals. Long list of scandals. He's saying that they are being addressed. But of course, you had bipartisan finger wagging taking place. You guys are terrible. You're awful. How could this happen? Here's Maxine Waters with all this experience and the length of time that you've been there, the roles that you have played. You have not been able to keep Wells Fargo out of trouble. You keep getting fined. Why should Wells Fargo continue to be this size that it is? And it was both sides of the aisle. Both sides of the aisle. And I'm probably saying to yourself, aren't you the watchdog on Wall Street? Aren't you encouraged by what they're doing there in D.C.? No, because I know better. I know better. What you witnessed there in Washington is what we like to call a dog and pony show. You saw nothing. You saw nothing. It was for public consumption. Maxine Waters wants to give the appearance that she's being tough on Wall Street. Next month, you've got executives from Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America. So that's, in essence, all the too big to fail institutions. They are all going to come to D.C., and all these wizards of smart are going to yell and scream at them. Oh, look at what we're doing. Nothing. Nothing. This is part of the problem, people, and one of the things that you don't understand. Most Americans don't understand. The watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil. Big business, politicians, and the media. The too big to fail banks are not going anywhere. When they talk about the laundry list of things that Wells Fargo did, yeah. Any other institution in the country outside the too big to fail banks, you'd be put out of business. You'd be put out of business, and rightfully so. You'd get in so much trouble. But these big financial institutions, they're not a part of the system, you see. There's nothing capitalistic about too big to fail, about these big companies. Now, Washington, D.C., both Republicans and Democrats want to make you think like they give a damn. And quite frankly, they don't. What they care about is that it's really easy right now for later on in the evening for Maxine Waters or some of the other members, the esteemed members of Congress, to hold a fundraiser at a nice watering hole in Georgetown where the banks will show up and cut them a nice check. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Nothing will change. Nothing is going to change. I'm saddened. Donald Trump, Republicans, go back and take a look. Long time ago, 2016, the Republican platform calling for the breakup of these big financial institutions. Calling for to get rid of the carried interest loophole for hedge funds. It is what it is, people. You can pretend like it's not true. But you're being lied to all the time. And nobody's going to do a damn thing. Anyway, one of the funnier things to come out of actually that committee hearing, again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez making a complete fool out of herself. I don't know if you caught it, but she was questioning Tim Sloan, and she asked the question, so hypothetically, if there was a leak from the Dakota Access Pipeline, why shouldn't Wells Fargo pay for the cleanup of it, since it paid for the construction of the pipeline itself? And Tim's like, because we don't operate the pipeline. We provide financing to the company. That's operating the company. Again, I found it funny because, again, she's trying to make points and give her liberal bona fides there. But what a moron. And a lot of times you watch these committee meetings and you get to see just really how stupid. I mean, I mean stupid. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. She is dumb as a box of rocks. And you know what? I'm not being kind enough to the box of rocks. So basically, her line of thinking is this, is that if somebody goes out and buys a gun with the credit card and then goes on an armed robbery spree, somehow the credit card company is responsible. What a fool. Anyway, I got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty. The president tweeted that the region is of critical strategic and security importance to Israel and regional security. President Trump will be hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next week. Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least four people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa, is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little, and we're not wealthy. We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway says even she is shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which was known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband recently calling him a whack job and a stone-cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More problems for Facebook as they have notified hundreds of millions of users that their passwords were stored improperly and were able to be read by employees at the company. That problem has since been resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report out from the Environmental Working Group found that spinach and kale are the two vegetables that contain the most residue from pesticides. Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS this morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also, we have to look at the amount that's in the food.
Yeah.
How much is in there, and how much is going to actually have an effect in it?